So in the last lesson, we went through exactly what hashtags are. In this lesson, to run through how to actually use hashtags as keywords. So underneath this lesson, there is a list of keywords that get used by head office on a regular basis. But as a business, how do you actually find the right hashtags? Well, there are two different websites that you can go to. First one is RightTag, and then the second one is HashtagifyMe. So RightTag offers actual instant hashtag suggestions. HashtagifyMe is a tool that allows you to search for the popularity and for trends of hashtags. The other way is exactly as I'm showing you in these videos. You can actually type into Instagram and search that way, and it will show you exactly how many posts that particular hashtag is being used in. It's a good way of finding popular hashtags that you are going to get in front of the right people, but you're not going to be drowned out because it's way too popular. So, how do you use hashtags on Facebook? Well, with Facebook, it's important not to use too many hashtags, probably about one or two, because any more than that, and it does come across as spammy. But hashtags can help as far as boosting your organic reach. Again, exactly the same as Instagram, you can find relevant hashtags simply by typing a keyword into the search bar. How to use hashtags on Instagram? Hashtags work really well on Instagram because they help increase reach and drive engagement. So you can use, 10 or 11 as popular hashtags. You can put hashtags in your stories, and you can use up to 30 on a regular post. Probably don't use that many because it looks really spammy, but you can also put them in the first comment. So put three or four in the main caption and then the rest in the first comment. Again, as I've shown you, you can search hashtags in the search tab, and there are a couple of central tips that you need to keep in mind. Consider, as I said, putting the hashtags in the first comment so followers can focus on the caption that you've written. Again, have two or three or four in the caption, but if you're going to do a whole range and take advantage of the 30 plus, then put them in the first comment. Use your insights and see what impressions you get from particular hashtags. Avoid adding hashtags into the middle of your captions or comments, as it can make your content less accessible to people that are actually using text-to-speech readers. And grouping hashtags at the end of your caption or your comments, or in the first comment, is the safest bet. If you're using hashtags on LinkedIn, then don't go crazy. Anywhere from one to three. LinkedIn does make suggestions based on what you type. Don't do any more than three. If you're using hashtags on Pinterest, they're a great way of helping people find your content. And posts that are using hashtags are also put in chronological order. So the platform will put the latest content first, which is really good if you're putting up fresh content on a regular basis. And again, Pinterest is considered more of a keyword engine or a search engine. So hashtags will actually help give your content an extra boost when they're used correctly. We will be doing a training on Pinterest. When it comes to Pinterest, you need to think of it as a search engine and use hashtags that are searchable and specific, and you don't use any more than 20 hashtags in a description. On TikTok actually uses hashtags in their videos to categorize content. So these hashtags are also clickable, exactly the same as Instagram and Facebook, which means that your content will feature alongside other relevant videos. And just like every other social media platform, it helps increase reach and it helps with the algorithm to decide where to put your content in that really important for you page. The limit for captions on TikTok is 100 characters, so you really need to keep within that limit when it comes to hashtags. But there's heaps of room to experiment and to see what works. Again, we will be doing a training on TikTok as well. Choose specific hashtags wherever possible and make sure that the more specific you get, the more likely you are going to attract your target audience. Using capital letters on the front of each word, although it's not required, actually makes it easier for people to understand what it is that you're trying to communicate. Now, as I mentioned at the bottom of each of these trainings, there are PDFs for you to download, and there is a list of the main hashtags that head office uses. So it gives you an idea of what you can put in your content. In the next training, we are actually going to be looking at content posting and how to actually get this incredible content that you're creating out on the social media platform.